outside's hanging on by a very thin thread. It's only a matter of time before the flare virus wipes the rest of us out. This entire facility is designed to keep you safe.
Where are they taking her? They're hiding something. These people are not who they say they are. Thomas, what did you see? We never escaped. It's wicked. It's all just been part of their plan.
Maybe I only have one question. Whose side are you on?
Thomas! The maze is one thing. The two kids won't last one day out in the scorch. Oh,
there's something inside of us that we could want. So we can't let them find us.
You guys don't have to come with me.
I know we can make it.
Come on, follow me! No one's come out of the scorch in a long time. Let's go!
All those kids that were left behind, I don't want to end up like that.
Hello, Thomas.
You know me?
Yes! Another young adult novel turned to film. Ah, my pride and joy of films today. I love you so much. Actually, I can't stand this fucking genre. So the first thing I want to do before I start this review off is say fuck the Hunger Games. Yes, because everyone puts that fucking movie on a standard as if that movie is the barrier of what young adult novels should be. And I'm here to say that's bullshit, actually, because I think the first Maze Runner is the standard barrier of what these young adult novels should look like. And people, we're here to talk about Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. And here I'm talking shit about young adult novels, but I gotta say, I never heard of The Maze Runner as far as the books go and stuff like that. Matter of fact, I never heard of any of these goddamn books for young adult novels here. I've never heard of Divergent, I ain't never heard of Twilight, I ain't never heard of, I've heard of Hunger Games, just didn't give a fuck about Hunger Games. What was it? Beautiful Creatures or what was that other shit? The one that Z based his crappy ass movie off of, Mortal Instruments. Yeah, those Vampire Cat. Never heard of any of this shit. But I gotta say, Maze Runner though was quite shockingly good. I actually liked the hell out of that fucking film, and the fact that I don't own it actually is making me right after this review, even though it is 1 a.m. in the morning on a weekday. So it's probably tomorrow. I will probably pick that movie up to go purchase it on Blu-ray. And I know Cody just jumped for joy right now, excited, got his little pants jizz going on because, you know, his boy Dylan O'Brien is back. And he heard that P1's getting a Blu-ray, so I know he's excited. But I'm here to talk about the Scorch Trials. Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. And, you know, we got our boy back, Dylan O'Brien. Like I said, after having to escape the maze, they're taken to this facility, which they later find out, which at first they're thinking like, oh, it's cool, it's good guys here and stuff like that. Dylan O'Brien's a little skeptical about it, and, you know, Teresa, they're keeping her kind of in compounds locked up because, you know, her and Dylan O'Brien, they used to work together at this facility, which we later find out in the movie is called Wicked, which is the stupidest fucking name I could ever think of, but, you know, hey, it's there, but, you know, And Kea Scodelario, I think, plays Teresa. I can't remember the actress's name, but it doesn't matter because she's a fucking bitch in this movie. But we'll get to that later. He comes across a little boy. What was his name in the movie? Eris, that's right, played by Jacob Laughlin. Eris. And he tells him, no, something's going on. So Dylan O'Brien steals a key card. He figures out what's going on. They're harvesting. Apparently this company, which they later find out this company that they're at is Wicked, even though they try to trick them and say they're not. They're harvesting kids because they're immune to this viral infection that pretty much turns you into those things from I Am Legend, the Will Smith movie. And you pretty much damn near a vampire too as well. I was thinking they were going to, not a vampire, a zombie. I thought they were going to burn up in the sunlight because it seems they more attack when it's nightfall. But, so I was a little thrown off by their methods of what they actually, I forgot, I think it was called a torch virus or something like that. Either way, though, so Dylan and the gang, Ki Hong Lee plays Minho. I actually like that guy a lot. Asian guy in this film, you seen him from the first one. This guy was action-packed in this film. He did a lot of the action stuff here as far as, like, taking guys out. He stepped up to the plate, basically, is what I'm saying. He didn't just fall flat, fell victim to, you know, being Dylan O'Brien's sidekick. I thought he stepped up a huge amount here, too, even sacrificing himself at the end of the movie for his friends. You got Newt back. I don't know what the fuck that black kid's name is because they never said his name. And you got Teresa, and you got Ares, the new guy joined, who is pretty much like that black kid. Doesn't have a damn thing to say really too much, except cry in the background whenever someone dies, something like that. And there was another kid, too. Oh, it was Winston. Winston, that's right. He's the one that who they find out that the infection was spreading because he actually got, I don't think he got bit, but I think he got really scratched up pretty badly when they were escaping. And the infection started taking place, and he pretty much turned into one, and he pretty much took a bullet to his head because he said he didn't want to turn into those things. Which I thought was a really good shot scene. So once they escape, you know, they find these group of rebels played by Gus. Oh, I'm sorry. His name is George in the film. Everybody knows Gus from Breaking Bad. I can never pronounce this dude's name, so I'm not even going to fucking try. Just going to call him Gus from Breaking Bad. And the beautiful, most hottest chick in this film, Rosa Salazar, a.k.a. Brenda in the film. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know if what it is. I've dated about 3 or 4 Brendas in my lifetime. And I gotta say, every Brenda I know or whatever, they are fucking hot as shit. And this Brenda in here, god damn, she was rocking that short hair. I mean, oof, Lord, I don't know what she is. Oh, obviously she's Spanish, so, I mean, clearly I'm into that. But, oof, my Lord, dude. I mean, she looked like, she had a mouth on her. It looked like she, the first-timer, the suck the cum out your dick or something like that. I mean, damn, every time this girl's on screen, I feel a little tingle. I was like, oof, oh, Lord. Oh, I was looking at photos of this chick. Oh, my God, the things I want to do her. Except for this photo right here. She's like a goddamn zombie. But, hey, I don't care. I like me some zombie ass right now. And I know Cody's getting a boner, too, because she actually did a voice in Batman Arkham. Oh, I'm so sorry right now. I am so sorry. Oh, my God, this girl is fine. Oh, my God. Oh, she's in that crappy-ass Insurgent film. Oh, that's awesome. Who gives a shit, though? Who gives a shit? God. Damn, this girl. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted here. Okay. Hold on. Just a couple more photos. A couple more. Yeah, oh, my God. Yep. All right. I got my feel today. All right. So, they come along, join, because they find out that, you know, Dylan O'Brien and them, they're going to the mountains to look for this, I forgot the name of it, but it's kind of like some rescue team that's pretty much fighting against the evil corporation Wicked and stuff like that. I need to get this girl off my screen right now because, damn, she is gorgeous. I loved her in this film, every minute of her. When she got bit, I was crying in tears and shit. I was like, no. I was like, you know, give me one last moment with her. And basically, they're just on the run from Wicked, so that's pretty much the plot synopsis here. So, I got to tell you. I want to read something from Rotten Tomatoes, their consensus here. I've heard a lot of reviews on this. I've read a lot of reviews on here, and I'm looking at the consensus right now. It's at a 50% Rotten Tomatoes. Critics are so-so on it. But the consensus says, it says, Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials, which I don't even know why the fuck you would put that in the consensus, especially when it's only one sentence long. I mean, you don't need to add the title. The Scorch Trial is an action-packed sequel at the cost of story, urgency, and mystery that the original offered. A lot of them. I read the wrong goddamn thing. Okay, whatever, shit. Okay, so basically. No, actually, I did read the right thing. Okay, yeah, I did read the right thing. Basically, a lot of the reviews are saying is basically, it just looks like any other young adult novel film. That seems like to be the biggest complaint of the film, is that it doesn't look as an original as the first one did. And I didn't know so much that could be a criticism today, it just doesn't look original. It looks like any other sci-fi thing you've ever seen. Who gives a shit? I don't see how that is a criticism that, it just looks like something. Now, I understand that the argument of, you know, the first one was so original and what separated it, and actually probably being, that's why I think it was better personally, too. It didn't have that love interest bullshit, and it didn't happen in this one, neither. It didn't have that bullshit going on in here. But I think that's what separated the first one from the other YA novels. Whereas in, I see the complaints of that, but as far as comparing it to saying it looks like any other sci-fi film or any other YA novel, which I think it personally don't look like any other YA novel, because I think they all look like shit, okay? Once again, I'm saying fuck Hunger Games. I don't know why people kiss that movie's ass so much, because, you know, that movie, my problem with Hunger Games is, okay, it's making it seem as if the problem in this world, whatever, is bigger than what it is. But yet we revolving ourselves around this girl, Katniss, and we seem to can't understand why the world is so revolved around her just because she sacrificed her place, her sister's place for her or something like that. It's like, who gives a shit? I mean, yes, whatever, you're heroic, I get you, but how the fuck have we braced a whole franchise off you and you're our hero and savior? And then it just seems to get lost between this stupid-ass love triangle, line, which I know they're teenagers, but good fucking sakes. Whereas in here, and even in Divergent, they do the same thing, which I give a fuck what people say. Divergent is 20 times worse than this. Because I'm going to go ahead and say, I actually like the movie. I like the movie a lot, actually. I thought it was action-packed. I was looking forward to seeing this one. I liked it not as much as the first one. It's a second part to this. But I thought it lived up to the sequel. It kept a little bit of the mystery going on between some of the characters and stuff like that. But some of the problems with the film, for me at least, comes with inside the movie itself, such as the pacing and the time of it. I thought that 2 hours was a little too long. I think it should have shortened it just a little bit. I think that even though some of the mystery that is here between you don't know who's good, who's bad, what's really going on, you know, how are they going to stop these guys or something like that, or if what they're looking for is even out there, I think that's still golden. What the main problem is you don't really get too much backstory on Wicked until the end of the, which is the Evil Corporation, which you don't really get till the end of the movie, which you kind of sympathize with them in a way, but they continue to do kind of asshole-y things to where you just like, you know, you guys really aren't evil or bad guys. You just got a bunch of dicks in your organization because, you know, at the end of the movie, there's a scene here, where they're taking people in hostages, and then one chick comes out. She knew Thomas. You see her in the trailer. She says, Thomas, you know, stuff. And she's like, this is barbaric what we're doing. And that one chick, I forgot her fucking name in the movie. Ava Page. Yeah, Ava Page. She comes out and says, you know, I dedicated my life to finding a cure to help humanity and stuff. And if it means I have to do this, then so be it and stuff like that. I was like, you know what? You don't seem like that bad of a guy. I understand your reasoning here and why you want to do it and why you're trying. If these kids obviously have the cure and the only way you can find it is by harvesting up a couple of kids to find it, then I understand where you're coming from. But then they just straight up shot this one chick or whatever. And I was just like, I was with you until you shot her. There was no fucking reason why you had to do that. And then, you know, you walked away with no humanity in your eyes and shit like that. It's like, you know, I'm not really... I think that the movie, personally, was trying too hard to make these guys the bad guy because clearly the movie has to have a bad guy and you got to see these kids get their revenge because they've been through so much through the first film and through this film, too. And you just like, the kids got to get their upcomings on these guys some way, so we got to make them more asshole here. The reason why I think that that's better than Hunger, well, I don't think it's better, but I think these villains are better than Hunger Games, though, or any other of these young adult novels, is because I actually know their fucking purpose. In Hunger Games, I don't even know what the fuck was going on with President Snow and them anymore. Like, okay, what was the... Why are they evil? And I don't mean why are they evil, like, why are they doing this? I mean, why are they evil? Like, why do people consider them evil? Because they wear a bunch of flamboyant-ass costumes and eat caviar and shit like that? Is that why? I mean, and I don't want to hear this shit about, oh, because they stuck kids in this game for their thrill. It's just like, they did that once. Once. The second movie had the previous winners do it. And the only reason why they did that was because of that bitch Katniss. So I'm trying to find out why they're evil here. I mean, yes, I get it. They're killing kids, whatever. So what? But it doesn't come off the like that everyone in this capital is evil now. It's just President Snow's a dickhead, I guess. But it seems like he doesn't even really care about nothing else except for Katniss. Which I don't even get that neither, but whatever. And in here, at least they have some kind of motivation as to why they're doing it. It's just like, look. We want to save humanity. And they're true about that. They do want to save humanity, you know, and these kids just happen to have the immune. They're immune to this virus that's being spread around that's turning people into fucking zombies and shit. Another thing I didn't like, though. I talk about that time frame needs to be cut down. There's a scene in here where they escape from where Gus and... Miss Brenda. Oh, my God, this fine-ass girl that was in here. And, and people, you're gonna look her up and you're gonna be like, oh, she's good looking, she's just average, whatever. But me, I don't care. She's looking fucking golden in this movie. I'm telling you, if I was in this movie with a bunch of dudes and shit like that, and this was the only girl I could see in fucking besides Teresa's ugly looking ass or whatever, I'm telling you, I'd be dry humping the shit out of her when she passed out. I would spread the venom in her just to fucking make sure she's sick so I can take care of her. That's how much I would want that. But put me in the scorched trial. I fucking wouldn't last a day, whatever. I'd be like, no sex. You got your goddamn mind? No alcohol, no sex? Oh my god. There was one scene though in here when they escaped from their little area once Wicked invades and stuff like that. And Thomas and Brenda, they get separated from the group. And they're looking for this one guy. I forgot his name. Shit, I don't even remember who it was, but Alan Tudyk played the character. I can't remember. Well, whatever, Alan Tudyk played the character. And the problem with this is it's some kind of club from the Matrix Reloaded. And he tells them the only way you can get in is by drinking this. And when they get in there and they drink, well, they drink it first. They go in because they want to believe that their friends may be in there or something like that. They don't even know that this is the guy they're looking for, the Alan Tudyk character. And next thing they start hallucinating or whatever, like that. Pretty much that's their first time drinking. So they just got fucking drunk. And as terrible as this was, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little excited, you know, because there was some fine ass girls in this party going on, and they were like dirty, had like barely any clothes on, you know, but they like had water splashing on them and shit, and it's almost as if you like took ecstasy and went to the ultimate rave and shit like that. That's what was going on, and these girls are filling up on Thomas and shit, and then that fine ass girl Brenda comes out of nowhere, and she's like, "Don't worry about them no more, Thomas. Just stay here and relax." And they start kissing and shit. And then he sees this ugly bitch, Teresa. And I jumped and screamed and said, "Oh, get her off the camera. Good Lord, why would they put her back on there?" And then he tells her, "You're not her." And she kind of backs away and fades away. And he passes out. Next thing you know, you see Teresa and them find him. And they wake him up. And you see Gus beating the shit. Which, by the way, Gus bulked up from Breaking Bad. He's beating the shit out of this dude, Alan Tudyk's character. Because they find out that he is the guy they're looking for. I gotta say, that whole scene could have been cut out. As much excitement as I got is looking at them fine-ass girls rubbing up on Thomas or whatever. Which, by the way, Dylan O'Brien, I think these movies have proved that he's a leading man. And you know what? I saw some shades of Spider-Man in him in here. I mean, not necessarily touche, but I was just like, you know what? I would have been curious to see what he would have did with Spider-Man. Because the guy actually does have some charisma. He has leading man charm to him as well. And I think the guy has definitely proven that he's at least a decent actor. I won't say a great actor or a good actor just yet. But I still think that this whole scene right here could have been just cut out. I mean, it served no purpose other than getting in the car, going to find these people. And other than that, you just like, they could have just did that on their own. They really didn't need this whole scene at all. But I actually still enjoyed the film. A lot of people complained about the zombie, saying that why it had to be CG. I think it had to be CG and not real people. I think it had to be CG because CG just looks more fucking terrifying. That's why, than regular people. No regular human being is running or contorting their body that way or something like that. It looks more terrifying, and I thought they did some cool bits with the zombies or whatever the hell they were supposed to be. There was actually some scenes where it was downright just fucking disgusting, if you ask me. I mean, they were in a sewer one time, and like you could tell these zombies were just, they just been down there for fucking, I don't know how long or whatever, but they corroded and looked like shit, and they could barely move or whatever and stuff. And like it damn near looked like some shot of The Last of Us. Like when you go into a area and you just like, oh shit, you know they're in this area because of the wall markings and shit like that. It damn near looked like that. But I had a good time, man. I thought that another problem I had. Well, like I said, the Wicked characters don't get developed enough. I don't think this Ava chick gets really developed that much. I saw a lot of reviews saying that the characters, the kids' characters, really don't get developed that much. I don't agree with that simply because why the fuck would we need them developed even more? We got them developed in the first film as much as we possibly could. Keep that air of mystery going. I like the air of mystery of Dylan O'Brien because, you know, you really don't know what's going on and who he is and stuff like that. I like that. Keep that going. That's my main interest in this guy is what's going on. I like that a lot. Teresa, they do something to her where they give her her memory back, and she starts kind of second down on what they're doing, you know. And she even tells Thomas at one point, you know, everything was fine until you, and then she just kind of cuts off right there because something happened at that moment. And you just kind of like, oh shit, I kind of wanted to know that. But then she also goes on to say that, you know, we should go back to Wicket and help them try and find a cure so we don't have to see this no more. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene in the movie at the end of the movie, you think it's going to end too, where it looked like it should have ended. But this third act, I got to say, this third act was, if you got bored with the middle half or something like that, or any kind of problems you had, I think this third act kind of redeems itself, because the third act really kicked ass. And Teresa, she used a walkie-talkie and she calls an in on these rebels, if you will. Another thing I liked about Dylan O'Brien too, and this movie as well, this is the first young adult novel movie where they actually gave purpose to the main character. When he finds these rebels, if you will, and shit, the main chick that's in charge here, she tells him pretty much that without you, Thomas, none of this would have been possible, because you were working for Wicked. We all know that he got tired of seeing all these kids dying and all his friends getting killed and stuff like that. So he was the one that gave all the coordinates out and stuff like that. He was the one that set up that this rebel base could be possible. And people looked up and they was like, oh, that's the kid where that made this resistant even good to go or anything like that. And I was like, you know what? Awesome. I was like, that is awesome. That he is the reason why, Thomas is the reason why there's even a resistance in the first fucking place without him even knowing that. I was like, that's really cool, because, you know, in Hunger Games, it's like, you guys could have started resistance way before fucking Katniss. I mean, I don't see what the fuck she did or anything like that. Divergent. I'm not gonna lie, I'm lost in Divergent. I don't even know what the fuck is going on in that movie, so I'm not even gonna speak on that. Vampire Academy, I don't know what the fuck going on in that. I mean, a lot of these movies, you don't know what the fuck is going on. But I like that Dylan O'Brien, we following him because of this or whatever. So I like that they actually gave him a purpose like that. But Teresa calls in Wicket on her little walkie she stole from one of the bad guys and stuff like that. And she says, don't be mad at me, but I called it in. And you see these helicopters come, and you're thinking the movie's going to end right there. But you see them fire missiles out on this rebel base and shit. I mean, they're shooting to kill. I mean, they're clearly blowing up this place and stuff like that. I mean, it got awesome in this scene right here. I loved every bit of it. And, Brenda and Gus get away, and they try to take Thomas with them and stuff, but then he's like, no, I'm tired of running. I'm not going to leave my friends. I made a vow to them or not. And he takes a homemade bomb that Gus made and stuff like that, and he throws it and blows up some shit. Then Gus springs into action or whatever and stuff. He comes back, and they start shooting up people. Pretty much a lot of bodies were killed. They even took, I don't know how to pronounce it, Minho, who plays by Kano. They took the agent kid. He sacrificed himself protecting his friends and shit, and he took a shot from them, and they took him back, whatever. And the movie just ended pretty much with Dylan O'Brien giving a speech saying, I'm not moving on, I'm not running, I'm not going with you guys. I'm going back to put it in the Wicket, and I'm going to go back to save all those kids that they got captured in there. There's no point in running no more, because they'll always try to look for us, so we need to go back and fight. Good speech, ended on that, and I was like, I'm curious to see the third film. Once again, I gotta say, I think one thing that these movies do, knowing that it's gonna be a trilogy and stuff, I think that it leaves you on a good cliffhanger to say, you know what, I'm invested in this now, and I want to see it all the way to the end. I think that's something that Hunger Games and Divergent just doesn't do for me or whatever. I mean, the last one ended with PETA shaking his head. He's like, I can give a shit less what PETA's doing or anything like that. And plus, you showed me in the fucking trailer that Katniss and him hooks back up anyway. So it's like, I don't give a for the part two shit. And Divergent, you just like, I don't give a shit what's on the other side of that wall. I know what's on the other side of that wall. Titans. That's what's on the side of that wall. Shit. If you got to, I know that's what's on the other side of that wall. Shit. I seen Attack on Titan. But what I like about this one, it keeps the mystery going, even if it's not as good as the first one. It's not original. It's not original. It's definitely not. I mean, some of this shit you've seen and saw before or whatever, but if you're already invested in this franchise, you saw the first one, like this one, I don't see why you wouldn't like this one either. Of course, you'll say the first one is better, but I think you'll get some excitement out of this, some entertainment at least. If you're just coming into this franchise and you're just seeing this one for the first time, you may be entertained, but you're just probably not going to care about none of these people or anything like that. Or you're probably not even going to know what's going on or what maze they came. If you've never even heard of the first Maze Runner or whatever, you're probably not even going to know what's going on between that. But I think if you're already invested in this franchise and you've seen it, I think it's got a lot to go for. And I think it could probably end on a nice note. I think a lot of critics are kind of nitpicking. I'm not going to lie. I mean, just because you saw this before, does that make it a bad movie? No. And that's in everyone's fucking review that I've read, almost like 10 reviews or whatever that was saying that shit too. And you know, every now and then I would just scroll to see like their consensus of what they would say, and pretty much in every one of the consensus is saying, oh, it's not original, I've seen this before or something like that. And it's just like, well, that doesn't really tell me a lot. I mean, just because you've seen it before, it doesn't make it a terrible movie for you to give it a low rating. But No, man, I'm with this film. I'm with this franchise. Dylan O'Brien, boy, you got me. I swear. So, you know, I'm giving it a low C. I think I gave the last one just a plain low C. I'm giving this one a low C. I enjoyed this movie. I think it was not an outstanding sequel, but I thought it was a good enough sequel to still keep me invested in this franchise and still got me questioning and wondering what's going to happen next. You know, I'm still excited. So I'm looking forward to seeing the next one. I'm actually looking forward to watching this one and the first one back to back. And Dylan O'Brien, you sold me, baby. I see leading man written all over you. The only thing you still got to do, once this whole trilogy is done, help fucking Cody get off his lazy ass and work out Google Plus with him. That is the only maze that still is wandering the world today in the scorch of California. I don't know what accent that was, but it was fucking terrible. But so, yeah, Dylan O'Brien, help your boy Cody out so he can stop complaining about you.
Truth. Right there! Hey, y'all!